The Renaissance Festival Podcast, number 18, for the weekend of October 29th through 30th, 2005. Music from Rosewood Guild, Empty Hats, Imiziki, Iris and Rose, Cantiga, The Merry Wives of Windsor, Three Pints Gone, and Hallow. Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Rosewood Guild with the song Red as the Rose from their CD Forever in a Day. You can find them at rosewoodguild.com. Unfortunately, this is another week that I am all by myself. I want to send out my apologies for last week. We had this great plan of recording a podcast together in the same room, and then my computer died on me while while I was up in New York. So, that didn't happen, obviously. That said, let's continue on with the music. As another change, a lot of the fair season is ending. So I'm going to start off this podcast with bands that are currently playing at fairs. And then I'm going to finish up with a few bands, just some more great Renaissance Festival music. And I think that's what I'm going to do a bit more through the holidays as we find fewer and fewer fairs and whatnot. So next up is Empty Hats, who are performing at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. This is the song The Widow and the Devil.
She kept, and as she slept, the pillow heard her moan. Of all the many travelers who spend the night with me, there's not a man in all creation who gives content to me. Some can manage once or twice, and some maybe three or four. It seems to me a rarity is a man who can do more. I'll do anything to find him in heaven or in hell. And as these words were spoken, then she heard the front door bell.
For the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away trouble from the door.
The widow then ran to the door, and it she opened wide. And as she did, a tall and handsome stranger stepped inside. She gave him bread and brandy, and when he well was fed, she said, my dear, now have no fear, it's time to come to bed. He said to her, I've heard your call and I've come to do your right. But you must come to hell with me if I can last the night. She said, you randy devil, to this bargain I'll agree. Or hell on earth or hell in hell, it's all the same to me.
For the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away trouble from the door.
So when they both fell into bed and the devil was working well, he thought before the night was through she'd be in his hell. But when they came to number nine, the widow cried out more. At 12 she said, I don't believe he'll make it to 24. At 35 the devil felt compelled to take her rest. The widow said, come lift your head and put me to the test. At 69 the widow laughed, again, again she cried. The devil said, well, I can see just how your husband died.
For the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away trouble from the door.
At 99 the devil, he began to cry and weep. He said, I'll give you anything if you'll let me go to sleep. Before the morning light was up, the devil hobbled home. The widow still not satisfied, he left her soul alone. And there she lay in anxious state at number 99. If only that old devil could have made it one more time. I'll call him up again tonight to see what can be done. With a bit more application, he could have made it to 101. So when she called to him that night, the devil did appear. For the first time in eternity, Satan shook with fear. He said, of all the torment I've witnessed there in hell, I never knew what pain was till I rung your front door bell. For the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away trouble from the door. For the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away trouble from the door.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when both of us are gone? Well, if you were a diamond ring upon Iris's hand, then every time she scratched her bum, you'd see the promised land. Well, bum, bum, bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone?
Well, if you were a peapot beneath Rose's bed, then every time she had to go, you'd see her maiden head.
She had one bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell the village do when good old Rose is gone?
Well, Iris got arrested, she couldn't pay the fine. She said to the judge, take it out of this arse of mine.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell the village do when Iris here is gone?
Well, Rose, she went to London, and there she met a sailor. She lost her maiden head to him, the rigging climber nailed her.
Boom, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone?
Well, Iris got religion, she hadn't one before. She prayed real hard with a mid minister. Well, they did it on the floor. Bum, 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 bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone?
Well, Rose, she had a baby. It was her pride and joy. She would have named it for herself if the bastard was a boy.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone?
Well, if you were the hat that sits on Iris's head, then every night you'd find yourself lost in another bed.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone?
Well, if you were the girdle that sits on Rose's bum, you'd lie crumpled on the floor because Rose was having fun.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone?
Well, Iris knows a butcher, and she thinks he's real sweet.
He is.
But we all know he likes her best for the way she pounds his meat.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone?
Well, Rose is known for singing, and Rose is known for jokes. Ha-ha. But painters seem to like her best for strong and steady strokes.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone?
Well, some girls work in factories,
and some girls work in stores.
Iris works in this here pub,
and Rose is just a
hey! Bang away, laddies.
Bang it good and strong.
She is.
What in the hell will the village do when both of us are gone? Bum, 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 bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when both of us are gone?
Stop scouring the net trying to find CDs from your favourite Celtic and Renaissance festival music group. They're probably already selling their music through CDBaby.com. CD Baby is a little online record store that sells CDs by independent musicians. Their CD warehouse looks like a Renaissance playground. They listen to every CD before they sell it, so they can help you find other albums you'll like. And the CDs come direct from the musicians. There's no middleman. Instead, the artists are making their money from their CD sales, not some record label executive. CD Baby has been at it since 1598. They are the largest seller of independent CDs on the web. Visit CDBaby.com to find out why your favorite band is selling their CDs there, too.
Thank you.
Welcome back, and that was Cantiga with the tune Cantiga 108 from their new CD, Martha's Dragon. Cantiga is performing at the Texas Renaissance Festival, along with Iris and Rose, with the song Bang Away from their CD, Misconceptions Part Woo! And, of course, before that was Empty Hats at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Festival. I do want to make a quick announcement. You know, I was looking through a lot of the fairs that are available. I go to fairs.com to find a lot of these listings, and it's well organized for this sort of this purpose. But they have, you know, there's like, what, 2, 4, 6, 7 different fairs going on this weekend. Unfortunately, finding information about these fairs is tough as can be. So if you can help me out, you know, tell the fairs that you attend to visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and tell them to list performer information, who's playing at the fair. That, as a musician, I appreciate it greatly. I appreciate the extra promotion. And it's going to help them in the long run, too. But that's so that's all I have for the weekly roll call. Last weekend, there was a band that I wanted to play because I've been listening to the Merry Wives of Windsor CD that I got. And, you know, this is a great album. The CD is Our Revels Now Begin. I'm going to play a song called The Devil in the Night. But they have some just absolutely gorgeous harmonies. Well done, band. So check them out at MWOW.net, MWOW.net. And let's play them, and then we're going to follow that up with, let's see, Three Pints Gone and Hollow. But first off, here is the Merry Wives of Windsor.
round is a ship, me lads, for the day the strait she's bound. And the key it is all garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the orders to sail the ocean wide. But the sun it never sets, me lads, nor darkness dims our skies. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, all the lasses stand around, with their shawls all pulled about them, and their salt is running down. Now don't you weep, my bonny lass, though you be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before we change our minds. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic core aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, and the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Here's a health to the Battler of Montrose and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll have sweethearts anew. And it's cheer up, you lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Oh, it'll be bright both day and night when Greenland lads come home, with a ship that's full of army lads and money to our name. We'll make the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear, and every lass in Peterhead sing hush-a-bye, my dear. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
The bonny ship, the Diamond, from Three Pints Gone, from their CD, Health to the Company. And you can find out more about Three Pints Gone at threepintsgone.com. Now, we just got a couple more songs that I want to do. Let me first say that if you want to contribute interviews, sound bites, music, you can email Kristen at Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, at renaissancefestivalmusic.com with RenFest Podcast in the subject line. Of course, tomorrow is Halloween. So I'm going to finish up the show with a couple of songs that are nice Halloween-type songs. Well, one is, the first one I'm going to do is a song by Howlow. The song is called Twa Corbies. If you're not familiar with this Scottish song, it's a wonderful song because it's very dark and depressing. Well, the lyrics are. I think Howlow captures the magic of Halloween period, which is why I had to play this. You know, just the style of recording and whatnot. But this is a dark song about two Corbies, which are crows, who find a dead knight on the road and decide to eat him and pick the bones clean. Very happy song. Then I'm going to finish it up with a song from the Brobdingnagian Bards from our new CD, which is Monster Mash. But first off, here is Twa Corbies.
As I was walking all the lane, Twa Corbies a fucking name, and tane and tane, the other did say, oh, yes, away. gang and dine in the day. Oh, where shall we gang and dine in the day? Down beside yon open vines, I walk their lines a new slain night. Nobody cares that he lies there. Oh, his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. Oh, his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. His hound has tamed a hunting game. His hawk to fair the wildfowl rain. His lady has tamed another mate. Oh, so we may mark our dinner sweet. Oh, dinner sweet. He'll sit on his white horse mane, and I'll coat his bonny blue rein. To many a lock of his golden hair, oh, with thicker nest when it grows bare, oh, with thicker nest when it grows bare. Is the one for him mocks me, but they shall come where he hath gained. For his white bones when they are bare, oh, the wind shall blow forever mare, oh, wind shall blow forever mare.
Caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. My laboratory in the castle east.
Whoa.
The master bedroom where the vampires feast.
Whoa.
The ghouls all came from their humble abode.
Whoa.
To get a jolt from my electrode.
So they can mash.
So they could monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Yes, they can mash.
It's caught all in a flash.
Yes, they can mash.
So they could monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor unchained, backed by his baying hounds.
Whoa.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive.
Whoa.
With a vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
You played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
"Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught off in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band.
Whoa.
And the Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them the bard sent ya.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
It's caught all in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash, good, I love the mash.
Down, Igor, down.
Mash.
Stop that.
Oh, I must have my mash.
Okay, no mash for you if you
no
keep that
mash.
Up. No mash.
You say no mash.
Okay, maybe a little mash. Maybe a little mash.
I must mash.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.